Here's a story from The World.
President Biden is also expected to visit East Jerusalem and the West Bank during his Mideast trip. On the schedule is a tour of Bethlehem and a meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Under President Trump, U.S.-Palestinian relations were severely strained. Biden hopes to turn a new page. With us to preview his visit is Dalia Hatouka. She's a Palestinian journalist covering the West Bank and joins us now from Amman, Jordan. Dalia, what are the expectations for Biden's visit on the Palestinian side?
Speaking to, you know, lots of Palestinians on the ground, a lot of them say that they're under no illusion that the visit will achieve a political breakthrough. They'll probably be listening to more pledges and promises. While the president's Middle East trip may still be hailed as a diplomatic success in Washington, in the West Bank, it's kind of viewed with a mixture of apathy, skepticism, and outright hostility. Bethlehem, for example, there are billboards of Shirin Abu Akleh, the Al Jazeera journalist who was killed by an Israeli soldier on May 11th. And it's been put on display, and it says, "Justice for Shirin." And in Ramallah as well, B'Tselem, the renowned Israeli human rights group, also put up billboards that say, "Mr. President, this is apartheid." So that's kind of the atmosphere on the ground.
Well, as you said, under President Trump, the U.S.-Palestinian relationship really suffered. How does President Biden plan on establishing better relations with the Palestinians? What would Palestinians like to see from him?
Palestinians would like to see a number of things, mainly a little bit of pressure on Israel to A, stop settlements, B, to pressure Israel into giving Shirin Abu Akleh's family some justice and accountability for what had happened to her. I think there's a long series of things that Palestinians would like to see, but I believe that they don't expect any of them to happen. I think that the intense focus on boosting security cooperation between Israel and U.S.-aligned Arab countries to confront a potential threat from Iran kind of means that any move towards a wider resolution of the Palestinian issue remains far off, and Palestinians know that.
When Biden sits down with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, what will Abbas say to him? What message does he want Biden to hear?
Biden will be spending less than 4 hours talking and interacting with Palestinians. And quite frankly, I think Biden's here. You know, he's Catholic. I think he's here for the Church of the Nativity more than anything else. But to take it a step further, I would say that perhaps Abbas will talk to Biden about the same issues he talked with Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Thursday, where he urged the administration to kind of put pressure on Israel to preserve the historic status quo in East Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. I think that Palestinians might talk about continued settlement activities in the West Bank and how they dim any prospect for a viable Palestinian state coexisting alongside Israel.
I mean, after the troubles of the Trump years for the Palestinians, won't some of these actions taken by Biden be seen by some as baby steps towards something greater?
They will be looked at as baby steps. For example, you know, partially restoring financial aid is important. But again, Biden has done nothing to reverse the major changes that Trump implemented, closing down the Palestinian representative office in Washington, D.C., shutting down the U.S. consulate to Palestinians in Jerusalem, and also cutting financial support to the PA and funding to the UN's refugee agency for Palestinians. The difference is that Biden is doing the same by effectively turning a blind eye rather than the Trump policy of embracing the illegality of Israel's actions. I think there's little likelihood of anything more than a minimum of U.S. economic aid for Palestinians happening.
Dalia Hatouka is a Palestinian journalist covering the West Bank. She joined us from Amman. Dalia, thank you very much.
Thank you.